There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
I mean, this is, I guess, going to be the final of the year, our top 10 series. And this has been, I think, the best thing we've ever done.
If I was to rank our top 10 things we've ever done, this would be...
Whoa.
Number one. We're nowhere near doing that. We are not about to, you know, self-aggrandize anytime soon. Maybe, you know, at the 10-year anniversary we might, but we'll see.
Yeah, honestly, like, at the 10-year anniversary, take a look for 1,000 best moments of Lost Coach. It will be a 10-episode series, 1,000 moments of Lost Coach that you heard it here first.
Terrifying. Oh my God, nobody wants that.
That
not
would
even
be
us.
the most snake eating its own tail bullshit ever in podcasting history, and now we have to do it.
And I think we will.
We'll call it 1,000 moments of Lost Coach, and we rank the top 1,000 moments of the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, my
Could be legendary.
God.
Could be legendary, but not as legendary as any of these moments on this list of top 10s. And what is this list of top 10s, Matt?
Well, this is the top 10 diva moments. Now, you'll notice that diva moments is different than divas because we feel that that will be too easy. No,
yes.
We as witnesses, thank you, Seth Meyers, for really aptly labeling us. We as witnesses, we are witnesses to the culture. We look at the minutiae. We look at the moments and the elements that make up an icon, a diva, a legend. And
yes.
These are top 10 moments of just that.
Now, let's get started, shall we? Unless you have anything to say to preface with what makes a diva, what makes a moment? Not that our listeners need any definition, but go.
What makes a diva, I believe, is someone who bravely and boldly veers off the path, and yet we didn't know that actually was the correct way
to go.
That's
the path.
For example, unlike on a highway, right, you certainly have one way of driving down the highway. Like, we are headed one way, like, right? If Christina Aguilera were to say, hold on, I'm going to start to drive the other direction on the highway, she would be number one on this list. She hasn't done that yet. I'm not necessarily saying she should. But if Christina Aguilera were to drive the reverse direction on a highway, that would be a diva moment.
That would be the diva moment. You're so right. That would shoot straight to the top. We would go. I mean, that is in essence what all of these moments we're about to unfurl are doing. It's people who decided, I'm going to drive in reverse on the fucking freeway of life.
Yeah, the cultural freeway. These divas drove in the wrong direction on the cultural freeway. And thank fucking God, because now we have an episode.
Thank fucking God.
So, Bo, should we start at number 10 and sort of go all the way down to one? Because that's the most exciting way to do it.
I think so. Let's start. Number 10 of the top 10 Divan moments, Lost Culch. Number 10.
So I thought I'd do a hoedown.
Ashley Simpson.
Ooh.
This is a moment of shame for this person, but I put this here because I think it's an important framework for what we expect of our divas going forward, because she was really the sacrificial lamb in a lot of ways, because now it's like, well, everyone's lip syncing. I mean, we're recording this around Thanksgiving. Everyone at the Thanksgiving Day Parade since time immemorial for decades. I was watching a Vanessa Williams singing, you know, something in the 80s or 90s. And I was like, she's lip syncing? Like, everyone has done it. And it took Ashley Simpson to do it on SNL for us to, like, pillory her.
If you're going to flop spectacular.
Yes.
And that's what I would say is that I was actually watching live.
Me too. I was watching live.
Almost every gay person was watching live this moment on television. I think because it really speaks to how much we were rooting for Ashley Simpson and how horny we were for Jude Law, who was probably at the peak of his hotness.
So hot.
I'll never forget the end when he said, "Live TV." And then she goes, "Well, my band started playing the wrong song. And so I thought I'd do a hoedown." And I was like, wow, she's not only digging in right now, but she's throwing other people under the bus. Diva behavior.
Diva.
She said, "My band started playing the wrong song. Individual she has to see nearly every day. And she said, this is going to be the way forward. She threw them under the bus spectacularly, flopped so hard, was never the same. But what did she do? She picked up the pieces. She married Diana Ross's son. Because guess what? Game recognizes game.
Diva. Diva gets into the other diva's orbit.
And everything happens for a reason, Bowen. And I think that had she not done the hoedown and flopped so spectacularly, she wouldn't be part of the dynasty that is Diana Ross. She wouldn't be Ashley Simpson Ross. Everything happens for a reason. Ashley's path led her through the hallowed halls of SNL onto that iconic stage so that she could not sing, blame it on other people, then blame it on acid reflux, iconic. And then be a Simpson Ross.
And then end up on this list.
That is why she ranks at number 10. Top 10 Diva Moments, Lost Culch.
Number 9.
I know what I'd be.
A whale. I love whales.
Beyonce.
This was Beyonce at her most vulnerable and I would say, potentially, most relatable. Which is not why we love Beyonce, right? We love her because she's not relatable. But this moment where she and Kelly and Michelle are stoned out of their minds talking to an interviewer on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful vulnerability.
Yeah, I think that all three of them did amazing work in this interview. But I think that really what we're going to have to remember is that Beyonce, not only did she reveal what animal she would be, which I think would literally never happen now. I think she's really barely even acknowledging her own humanity. Like she is a goddess, a deity, whatever. She certainly would never be caught dead doing an interview on camera, let alone in a vulnerable high state. But she actually... she nodded to the future in this moment because she said, "I would be a whale. I would be the biggest thing you could be in the most vast space." Beyonce was telling us at this moment, "I plan to take up a lot of space."
Space. And I'd be a whale. And let's give it up. Let's give some props to Michelle Williams, because you know what she says that right at this moment? Beyonce says, "I love whales." Michelle Williams cuts in and goes, "She wants to touch one day." Which I think is...
"She wants to touch one day.
Like, so beautiful. Michelle, thank you.
She wants to touch one day. She's sexy. She would be... what is she?
A cheetah.
What would she be? A lion?
A panther.
I would be a panther. Yes. Because she's sexy. They were having so much fun.
That was a nice time in pop culture.
I just wish that because you know they're asked now about that interview and they're like, we were not high.
Right, girls.
You'd rather be high than just weird.
Completely. But you know, they can't compromise their Christianity.
I would be a panther. Because she's sexy. She wants to touch one day.
She wants to. That might be my favorite part of the whole interview is Michelle going, she wants to touch one day.
I know what I'd be. A whale.
Whale. I love whale.
Can I say, if culture is the ocean, Beyonce is a whale.
Absolutely.
And that is why Beyonce saying she wants to be a whale, if she could be an animal, is number 9 on top 10
Diva Moments. Lost Culch.
Number 8.
Divas Live.
You can't get better than all the divas getting together. Of course, it's going to be on the list at number 8, at least.
At least. I mean, this was pre-Avengers crossover moment, you know? Like,
very much so.
It blew your mind to see these people share the stage together.
Yeah. I don't think we'd ever seen anything like the performance at the end of the show, when Celine Dion was bravely and boldly going up to Aretha Franklin and trying to outsing her, which, by the way, Mariah has commented on many times since then and said she thought it was extremely disrespectful. And apparently Patti LaBelle reached out to Mariah afterwards. I guess Patti LaBelle had been watching at home. Why she wasn't involved, we'll never know. But she reached out to Mariah and she said, "You did the right thing. You don't go up and try to outsing Aretha. That was crazy."
Well, I think Patty wasn't there because there was the perceived rumored feud between Patty and Aretha, which once Aretha passed, was quickly debunked. Patty put out a statement saying, "Aretha and I were always friendly."
Oh, she put out a one-word statement. Debunked!
Debunked. Debunked. Oh,
to hear Patty say debunked. And by the way, if you're a Patty fan, stay tuned on this list. Here's what I'll say about Celine sort of challenging Aretha on stage. That is a Christina Aguilera driving the wrong way on the freeway moment. And need it.
We wouldn't be talking about it if there wasn't a Christina Aguilera driving the wrong way on the freeway moment like that.
Never forget that People magazine did a cover story about Divas Live, and they left Gloria Estefan out of it. Gloria Estefan was guest hosting the Rosie O'Donnell show, and she pulled out the People magazine. She said, "They cut me out." And it's true. They acted like it was only 4 women and Gloria was not in it. And Gloria very classily made a joke. And she said, "I don't know, maybe I was blocked by Mariah's hair." And I said,
Gloria,
that's a class act.
So classy. God, what a gorgeous soul.
And can I say, one of my favorite parts of that whole concert, which I watch again and again, is when Gloria Estefan sings her numbers, because she had one single. It's called "Heaven's What I Feel." And it goes like this. "Love sometimes can be like destiny. It can take you to wherever." And I don't know how the rest goes. And then she goes, "But I have broken all the rules of love." You have to listen to this song. Heaven's What I Feel. "Heaven's What I Feel When I'm With You." You have to.
Look at you singing the notes.
I love Gloria. I love Divas. I love singing.
Yes. And that is why Divas Live is number 8 on our list of top 10 diva moments.
Lost Culch.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, Las Culturistas listeners, we're here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas.
There's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for the birthdays of loved ones in my life. And sometimes I do get super stressed trying to find that perfect thing.
Me too. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found a custom chalk bag for the adventurer in my life who's into rock climbing.
Not me. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So, whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner in your life or a birthday present for the pickleballer in your life, Gift Mode has you covered.
I'm not the pickleballer. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
No. Oh, this next one is really major.
It is.
Number seven.
You're Lebanese, you're Orient.
Lady Gaga, I think there's no one better to speak to this than you.
Thank you. As one of the two, I want to say that I was with you the week this came out. The day this came out, when Born This Way, the song came out, you and I were going up to Skidmore College, to Saratoga Springs.
Wow. Yeah. You have good recall. I had forgotten this was the circumstance.
This was February 2011. And we were going up to Skidmore College. And I mean, I remember the way that the words, your Orient, struck me. I said, that's not quite right. But I know what she's going for. I know what she's going for. And to this day, I stand by that. Because guess what? She was writing an inclusive song. And I know that word, that I word, is, you know, a little bit of an eye roll maybe to some people.
Not at the time.
Not at the time. And still to this day, I think it's an important virtue. But Gaga was at the ripe age of what, like 24 years old, writing a song being like, anything you are that makes you feel different, that is beautiful. You were born this way. And that set off this whole culture of writing self-empowerment, self-love songs. I say, I applaud Gaga. You're Lebanese. You're Orient. She kept that in the Super Bowl performance.
Yes, she did. She did not change it. She bravely went out onto the stage over a decade later with the knowledge that this was not right. And she said, you're Lebanese. You're Orient. Whether life's disabilities make you feel outcast or teased, make you outcast, bullied or teased.
Bullied to go up
make
on lead.
Make you outcast, bullied or teased. It's iconic. We need to do an episode soon, which is a close read of the Born This Way lyrics.
Oh, every line. In the glass of her boudoir. In the glass of her boudoir. I mean,
wait, we need to do this. We need to do, before that year is over, we need to start a new series called Lost Culture Close Read, which is we just take
a
pop song and we just literally word by word go through exactly what it is and break it down.
You know what is the model for that episode?
What?
I'm sorry to be self-referential, our Ghislaine Maxwell episode. We did a close read on her name and it was poetry. I have to say.
It's a very much a front runner for the top 1,000 moments of Lost Coach, just to be number one that episode. It's front runner.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to say before we move on that there were many Gaga moments to choose from. This was the clear winner to me for this list. That's all I'm going
to
say.
And I have to say, like, I think that you, as a Lady Gaga scholar and an influencee, I think that it is really up to you to say this. And, you know, we've had so much. We've had, of course, the Oscars performance of Shallow. We've had, of course, the Super Bowl performance where she said, where she caught the football at the end. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have her performance in American Horror Story.
Yes.
We have when someone threw up on her, when she became a plane. We have so many moments, and you've said, no, this.
You know what was closely going to beat this out?
What?
Her getting fucked on a desk in House of Gucci. But no, that's not the one. That can never be. This is your Lebanese or Orient is the one.
Can I say, we need the Lady Gaga Eras Tour. And it has to include film. It has to include film. She has to figure that out.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen for sure.
I wonder if when Joker Folie à Deux comes out, that it's just going to blow this whole list away.
I mean, that all top 10 entries will be from Joker Folie à Deux. Perhaps.
I cannot believe I have to see that. Oh my God.
We're going to love it. Are you kidding me?
I guess it's the most violent film of all time. That's what they were saying. They were like, someone saw the script and was like, I don't know how they're going to make this. It on paper is the most violent film of all time.
I can't wait. It's so Gaga. I love it. I love it.
Well, okay. This is why your Lebanese, your Orient by Lady Gaga is number 7 on Top 10 Diva Moments.
Lost Culture. Number 6.
Thank God for this. One-handed cartwheel on today's show. Fergie. First of all, why was she singing Barracuda? Why was she singing that song?
She wanted to. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why. That moment was post reason, post thought. Like you can't think about it too long because it will not make sense.
You're right. I flopped even suggesting we should think about it. I feel like the one-handed cartwheel during the song Ul Barracuda on the Today Show, which famously takes place so early in the morning, to think about how early the rehearsals had to be. I wonder if this was a spontaneous one-handed cartwheel or if it was planned. I think it could go either way.
It could go either. It's Fergie, and Fergie acts on instinct, and that's why we love her. This woman released the single London Bridge, where the cover was her standing in front of Tower Bridge, not London Bridge. This woman doesn't care. This woman does what she wants, and that's why we love her.
She said, you know what I have to say? I survived a meth addiction, okay? I have been to hell and back. I'm going to stand in front of Tower Bridge and say, Lundy, Lundy, Lundy. Shut up.
Shut up.
And if anyone says anything to her, it's kind of like, shut up, because let me also point you in another direction, which didn't make the list because this is on the list, but her performance of Be Italian in the film 9 was deserving of the Oscar win. Period.
Point blank. Now, this one-handed cartwheel, we still talk about it today. What else is there to say? I mean, this was before Pink was on her silks. This was a pop star doing full gymnastics while giving you a vocal. This opened the door.
It did. It opened the door so wide because the door needed to be so wide for a cannon to fit it through it so that Pink could be shot out of it. And let me tell you something. There's no Pink without Fergie. And I say this knowing full well that Pink started before her.
I think Fergie altered Pink's trajectory.
You know who's not on the list?
Pink. And that might be something that I reconsider because we love Pink here.
Pink is honorable mention for getting shot into the sky during the song So What during her recent arena tour. But when there's moments like this on the list, it's going to be very hard to break through.
Oh, yeah. This is a very competitive list.
This was morning culture. Like, mornings weren't the same after this. Like, forget about morning show culture. Forget about performance culture. This changed the way people wake up. Because Fergie was saying, I woke up and got together a performance where I did a one-handed cartwheel to a song not even on my album.
She was able to take the spotlight away from people like Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, maybe Meredith Vieira. I'm not sure when this happened.
I have no idea.
It had nothing to do with the people on the show. This is what every artist who does the Today Show dreams of, which is to create a moment that is actually like impressive. It's not like Hilary Duff like doing little dance moves with her arms on the Today Show. It's pure talent. I'm sorry. This is pure talent. No one else could do that but Fergie. But Stacey.
By the time this episode comes out, we'll have performed on the Today Show.
Ooh!
And I can guarantee you, neither of us did a one-handed cartwheel.
No.
We
Promise.
Are not diva enough. Know that.
Know that.
We did not do it. All right. That is all why.
One-handed cartwheel on Today's Show by Fergie is number 6 on the top 10 diva moments, Lost Cult.
Here's a callback. Number 5.
We're my background singers! Patti LaBelle. I mean, I was cackling just thinking about this the other day. A moment of pure joy.
Oh, God, I don't know the song! Where are the cards? You gotta keep going with the cards!
Next card! Let me see the card!
Next card!
I mean, pure
She did
panic.
Not know the song this Christmas.
This is a moment of pure panic that is immediately landing as pure joy to the audience. I feel sorry for whatever Patti Miss LaBelle was feeling in that moment. She must have felt very disoriented and embarrassed. But wow, all these years later, she is bringing joy to the hearts of the world with that performance.
I hope she's proud now and thinks of it as a funny thing. I don't know. But I really hope that she can see humor in Where's My Background Singers, because unfortunately, it is the moment in her illustrious career that has landed her on this list and probably others.
Probably others. Listen, she has had an amazing career, but the diva moment is this, is yelling on the mic in our nation's capital for a Christmas celebration, screaming where the background singers are. Where are they? This is diva behavior.
And also, you know what's crazy is like, they didn't even come on right away.
No, she was right.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It took them a while to get out there. Where were the background singers? Did we ever get the answer to that question? Where
no.
were they?
And I got to say the way, and I love background singers.
Love. So gifted.
So gifted. They showed up and they were trying to play it off as if nothing happened. But at that point, you got to look a little guilty. For coming on so egregiously late. For Patti LaBelle.
Honestly, I hope they heard an earful.
Yes. What do you think they were doing? I bet they were smoking hookah.
You think they were smoking hookah on Christmas at the Capitol?
On Christmas at the Capitol. I bet someone brought a hookah backstage and they were gathered around the hookah. Why else would they be late?
Oh my God.
They were smoking, sharing something.
You know what? That's the only excuse, okay? Maybe if they were smoking some hookah at the Capitol, then I could respect it because that would be the equivalent of them driving the wrong way on the freeway Christina Aguilera style.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Hookah at the Capitol on Christmas, that's why you're late for Patti LaBelle, the one song you have to do. Forget about the fact that, hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. What I loved was just when she started like belting and like guessing, riffing at the song. Honestly, clocking in an iconic rendition.
Oh, I mean, I will always remember the melody of I'm gonna add the ball I can.
Like, 'cause I don't know the words and I don't have my background singers.
Joyful.
I'm gonna add the ball I can.
I mean, that is iconic, Patti. Thank you.
Oh, man. And this is why. And thank you for making it seasonal. This is why that Where My Background Singers is number 5. That's Patti LaBelle on a list of top 10 diva moments. Lost Culture.
Number 4. Singing.
Whitney Houston. The gift.
And, you know, obviously there are a lot of spoken moments from Whitney that are iconic, but none of them are why we love her. None of them are why she is a diva. She's a diva because she is one of the best recording artists of all time.
We could have said when she sang, and we could have said when she said, I listen to singers. Very rarely listen to people who cannot sing. We could have, you know, I was thinking about putting on here, why are you down there? To Brandy. But none of these really get it across, which is the reason why she's able to say all these things and do all these things is connected to her own singing. So it would be actually disrespectful. And this has been so far a list of great respect.
A great respect.
To say that the number one thing we love about her is anything other than singing. Okay?
Oh, I mean, she is purely evocative. If you say the words singing, you think Whitney. You think Whitney.
If you hear the, if you say the words "and I," you think about Whitney.
If you say the words "I believe the children," you're gonna finish that thought. Are our future?
Our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Speaking of the greatest love of all, that music video of her. Of her just walking, just coming down the fire escape. I said, that is beauty. That is art. She is brimming with the spirit
star
of star quality, the spirit of creativity, of mm-hmm. just expression. That is perfect. Whitney Houston, we love you.
We love you, Whitney. We will always remember you, and we will always have the music.
I was with you the night that she died.
Oh, God, where were we?
It was at Skidmore again.
Oh, my God, you're right. Was it that year?
February 2012 was when she passed away.
Oh, you know what? I didn't go to Skidmore that year.
You didn't go that year.
And you know what? That actually really makes me remember something, which is I was doing Murat Saad. We had performances. I was in a musical at NYU called Murat Saad. It was a punk rock musical interpretation of the play The Assassination of Murat by Saad.
The Marquis de Saad. Yeah.
The Marquis de Saad. And the assistant director looked at all of us before and said, do this one for Whitney.
Ah!
And we all understood, like, that we would do it for Whitney, but we also laughed.
That reminds me of, not to bring up another death, and not to relate this, but I had a Story Pirate show the day that Robin Williams passed away. And I think someone said, let's do this for Robin. You know, we say such sentimental, silly things upon an icon's passing, but that's okay.
Yeah. That is okay, because guess what? I bet a little part of you did do it for Robin, and I know a little part of me did it for Whitney. Just like a little parts of us are doing this for Whitney right now. And all this is why Whitney Houston is number 4 on the top 10 diva moments Lost Culture for her singing.
For her singing.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Number three.
I don't know her.
Mariah
Carey.
So whereas Whitney, of course, we have to, because it would be disrespectful to not first and foremost say her singing, we've boiled Mariah down to I don't know her.
For good reason. Because especially upon reading the meaning of Mariah Carey, this moment makes total sense now.
Hundo.
And it actually speaks to Mariah's relationship to her work. She cares about the way the work comes together, and when it gets taken, mm-hmm. and when the work gets taken away from her and given to someone else, maybe Jennifer Lopez, then she acts out in her diva way that we all know and love her for.
First of all, you don't get to be a bigger lamb than me. I'm in the lamb belly firmly and forever. And I have a poster in my apartment that says, I don't know her, in Mariah Carey, an iconic butterfly font. And I would say that, like, it does give me the essence of Mariah in that it is superior because she is. And it also does something for me every day where I say, I don't know her. Like, anyone who is in my anyone who is trying to be in my image, anyone who's trying to fuck with me, anyone who's managed by my ex-husband.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Tommy Mottola found dead.
I mean, so did you ever see the Watch What Happens Live where they played a game with Mariah called Does She Know Her?
Yes. And then Mariah had the funniest little quip. She said, well, apparently I'm very forgetful. So funny.
And then they said Demi Lovato had something to say about how nasty Mariah is to Jennifer Lopez. And Mariah said, I don't know her either.
I'm sure she doesn't.
And then she said, if she has a problem, she can come to me like a woman and she could say, I have a problem. Here's what I think. That's how you handle shit. And you know that Demi Lovato was found dead when she heard that.
I mean, Demi couldn't punch her way out of that one. I'm sorry to say.
I'm going to beat this bitch up.
And I don't know her. I mean, it is the perfect way to, like, let something slide off. Just to be like, this doesn't belong to me. This person, I'm not responsible for commenting on her. I don't know her. I literally don't know her. It's so powerful.
Any of the mess you're talking about with, like, what they might have said about me, I don't know her.
Period.
I don't have knowledge of the personhood. I don't have knowledge of the personhood of this individual. I don't know her. Cut, print. Thank you, Mariah, for giving us that. And of course, your incredible singing and songwriting prowess is legendary. But you are mostly four words, I don't know her. And that is why you rank at number three. I don't know her, Mariah, on top 10 diva moments, Lost Culture. Speaking of things people said out serving their
singing talent, number two.
Okay. Great gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Aretha. I mean, this is a hilarious thing to say about our current reigning pop icon, the Beatles of our generation.
Taylor. And she said, after probably the fourth person that she had been asked about, and even Alicia Keys got good writer, young producer. Taylor got okay, great gowns.
Beautiful gowns. I think Taylor keeps your ear to the ground. And I think maybe this was something that sprung her into, you always need an I'll show them attitude in showbiz, don't you?
And that was Taylor Swift's Don't Blame Me.
Yes.
She said, oh, she has something to say about my singing? Get in the studio, we're recording Don't Blame Me. Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. And I will say that Aretha would be so shook to hear that we're complimenting Taylor's vocals in a thing where she said, okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns, so let's just go back.
Do it right. It's a great song.
Lord, take me my joy. Yes, my baby, I'll be using for the rest of my life.
I mean, she goes hard. Reputation. I mean, we're talking about Reputation on an Aretha Franklin entry. Okay. I mean, Aretha, we obviously know the vocal prowess, but this was one of her last great contributions to the culture.
Mm-hmm. Great gowns, beautiful gowns. I mean, the whole thing is funny. The maybe even good writer, young producer might be funnier than gowns, so beautiful funny. Gowns. And then, of course, Nicki Minaj. I'm gonna pass on that one.
Thank you, Aretha, for your countless contributions. And this might be some recency bias, but we are putting Okay, Great Gowns, Beautiful Gowns as number 2 on this list of the top 10 diva moments.
Lost Coach, number 1. Good luck booking that stage you speak of.
Our greatest comedian.
One of the funniest comics. I think that when Ciara tried to come for Rihanna and said she was rude in an event, and Rihanna responded on Twitter, "My bad, C, did I forget to tip you at a restaurant?" And Ciara said, "Honey, I have no time for this. I'm about to go on stage." And Rihanna killed her dead. What did you do? What was it? You say.
I think Ciara said, I'm sorry to correct you. But I think Ciara said, "You trust me, Rihanna, you don't want to see me on or off stage." And which then prompted Rihanna to say, "Good luck with booking that stage."
Good luck with booking that stage you speak of.
It's the "you speak of" that's really the perfect little ornament.
You know, I saw Rihanna at a restaurant and she was very rude. "My bad, C, did I forget to tip you? Trust me, you don't want to see me on or off stage. Good luck with booking that stage you speak of.
I mean, you have a death wish if you want to step to Rihanna. If you don't want that smoke.
It's $1 billion, a blunt, and a Twitter login, and it's death to all of them, in the words of Wendy. Okay?
I mean,
K-O. It's over. Knockout. Total K-O.
I think this is a worthy spot for number 1. I really do. Because you and I think about this all the time.
You won't see me arguing against a single choice on this list. And not this does not end here. I would say this was the moment that defined a generation. This was the spoken equivalent of Rihanna's Loud album.
Yes, her most experimental spoken word. This opened the door.
This opened the door to be Rihanna as a mogul.
As a mogul. I think this is one of the only moments that was played out on Twitter. And that is interesting as well. Like, this is very 2010s coded.
Yes, it was. And also, like, we should have known we were flying too close to the sun right there, because, like, it was over after this. I mean, Twitter slowly started to become worse and worse. Like, this was the peak of Twitter.
This was
not knowing the good times are rolling while they're rolling. You know what I mean?
Period. I gotta say,
for iconography.
Spoiled for iconography. I love everyone who follows the Lost Culture Twitter and who interacts, engages with us on the Lost Culture side. Overall, I would say it is just 4chan now, that site. It's bad.
I was wondering the other day, I was sort of psychically asking you, without directly asking you, I was like, I wonder how much longer we keep the Twitter. Because it feels like...
I think it's done. I think it's over. Like, really? Yeah. I know we've been saying this for years, but like, I think 5 of the last nails in the coffin were slammed into it at the same time in the last month or so. Anyway.
But I mean, and here we are saying that, I mean, I think one of the most important inventions electronically and technically and socially was Twitter of the past, you know, 50 years. And the peak of it was what Rihanna said that landed her at number 1 on this list of top 10 diva moments. Lost Culture.
Well, I think this was a very comprehensive list. There were some missing entries. I think Pink, as we've said, I think we were missing a Kelly Clarkson moment. I think...
What would that have been?
I think it would have been her winning a moment like... winning American Idol. Winning a moment like this. Winning American Idol. I think we missed something from Hilary Duff, from Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj,
Did you see Miley Cyrus through her own birthday party? And her birthday party was she finally sang Flowers live to her friends and family. She said, my birthday party was me singing my own songs. And I said, you better fucking go off.
You better go off. Good for you, Miley.
Legend.
We love you. Legend.
But she did not make the list. And that doesn't mean she can't make the list. Doesn't mean that, you know, Miley hasn't, you know, done many things. But this list was comprehensive and it's complete. And I give it to my sister who put this one together. I merely made one contribution, which was Divas Live at number 8. But you really ate this down. Diva
Thank
moment.
You, Diva.
You drove the other way on the freeway with this one, bitch.
Thank you, Diva. So did you. You were at the wheel. Now,
Jesus, take it.
Jesus, take it. Carrie Underwood also missing. Now, we hope to provide you some more lists in the new year, but for now, enjoy the ones that we've given you. There's a lot of great stuff in there, and we hope you learn.
We hope you listen, learn, and elucidate.
Elucidate.
What's that word?
That's a good word. It means shed light.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort. Creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanique, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me
and me. So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.